B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
So I'm married, but I just signed up for a dating site. Ask me why.
Why?
Because, oh man.
Sad thing is you'll still get a date before me.
Our producer Mark was telling me about this site. It's a dating site. It's called Once, and it rates you on your attractiveness.
Oh, hell no.
So,
based on what?
Who is judging this?
Algorithm?
Right. Let's figure this out.
I mean,
screw your algorithm.
I don't know, but I literally signed up for it. I put in all information. Like, I'm out there. I'm on a dating site.
Right, but I'm serious, though. Is it judging you based on just your photo?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, your information, too? Like, if you have kids, does that knock you down some notches?
That's what I thought, because it asks you all these questions. And so I put in my photos. Mm-hmm. It gave me my score. And then I was like, hold on, let me see if I can alter the score by putting in, you know, information about myself personally, which... You know, I have a high school education. That's not going to get me any points.
Yeah, right. You don't even have some college.
I got kids.
It's just high school.
Zero college.
Yeah,
young kids.
It's true.
Divorce. I'm like, this is all going to knock me down. So, but it didn't knock me down. So I think it's just on how you look.
What is the point of that? Do you really care that much about what a dating app says about what you look like?
I'm crazy. And if it said something bad, I wouldn't care. You know how it is. When it says something bad, you don't care. When it says something good, you do care.
That's what makes me think, though, that they're telling everybody they look good. Because if you're getting told you look like crap, are you going to keep yourself on that site? No, I'd say screw you and delete my profile.
That's what I'm saying. We need to get somebody hideous and put it on there to see what it says. Because for me, what it said is on a scale of 1 to 5, and it rates you like with the decimal system. So I got a 3.57, which puts me in the 75th percentile,
okay. Which
is good.
So you're average.
No, I'm not average. What do you mean I'm average?
You're average. No. You're like if you were in school, you'd have a C.
No, well, this isn't grading like in school. This is average is
50%. You're saying 75%.
No.
So I'm just going by what you would get on a report card.
No, this
you
is have, like...
You'd be a C.
No, this is like when you get graded, you know, like when you're a baby and they're like, you know, you're a 70th percentile in height and weight and stuff. It's like you're a little bit heavier and taller than you're supposed to.
Okay.
50th is down the... Stop trying to bring that grade down.
No, I'm just going by the eye test.
No,
from what it's looking like... You're saying what they're giving you.
Wow.
3.5 something?
It says I'm in the top 25% out of of the most attractive people out of 8 million people in their database.
We need to test this and put somebody, like you said, put somebody in that's absolutely hideous.
Yes.
And see what they get. And I'll tell you right now, imagine if they get a higher score than you. Ramiro won't want to go on the rest of the day. He'll be like, that's it. I'm done.
Then I'll be like, well, you know what? I'm done dating, even though I'm married.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.